Hi y'all, this is again Abu on the 21st of May, 2013. It's about 7:30 in the evening. Just want to tell you a bit about the workshop that I went to at the Guide Dog Center and some of the problems that I have, some of the good things that they had, but some of the myriad of problems that they had with what they did. First of all, I should say that I usually do not, this is actually the first time that I've ever gone to an activity organized by the Guide Dog School, and I've had my guide dog for 3.5 years. I'm not one of these people that hangs out with a lot of blind people. I mean, I have blind friends, but they're friends of choice, and I don't hang around like groups of blind people. For various reasons, and that's not a problem, it's just how it is. I'd rather hang out like in small groups rather than in large groups of people. That's just me. I like kind of like a one-on-one type thing or two-on-two, you know, little groups. Anyways, that's not the point. The point is I've never been, and I've always kind of dreaded going, and I think I know why, and I should always trust my instincts, but I thought the way this was done. I got a call a few weeks ago from a really nice sounding lady who helps with the activities that they plan. And she's my age. And she's like, hey, you know, we're doing this. Now, this is the way she presented it. We thought that we would invite some of, you know, some of the people who finished, who got their guide dogs from here for a small workshop. That you'll have like a really, really short presentation and explanation about makeup, and then each of you will have a personal makeup kind of like this company is coming and they're bringing their own makeup artists who are professional makeup, I guess, advisors or whatever, or assistants or whatever, and they'll what they will do is that they will talk to you about the type of skin you have and tell you about the products that are most suitable for you, and they'll do like they'll do your makeup, and then they'll give you a little present, you know. We'll give you a few, she said, a few goodies from the company. And you know, it's going to be small. Well, it wasn't. I got there and there were about, I don't know, 40 women or something, or maybe fewer, but not much fewer. That does not constitute, you know, I thought there'd be like maybe 8 to 10 of us, you know, because from the way she said it. And she said, come, it'll be fun, it will be small, and it wasn't small. And a lot of PR people from the Now I knew that, you know, we thought that, okay, this might be like a little bit of a sales pitch for the company, but actually that's not, one of my friends who was there said, oh, this is going to be a sales pitch from the company, and I said to her that I didn't even think that they thought that it was going to be a sales pitch. And actually, I was right, surprisingly enough, because everyone that I talked to about it, they said, of course there's going to be a sales pitch. That's why they're doing it, blah, 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 blah. It wasn't really like that, which was good. But I'll tell you what was not good. We got there. First of all, they started like an hour late, which really messed up a lot of people's transportation because people were coming from far away. There were way too many people. There were like 40 people. And as we were sitting, you know how it is when a lot of people and their guide dogs get together, it's not always a very orderly procedure. There's some guide dogs are better behaved than others, I have to say, and not because I'm saying it, but Rosie was probably one of the better behaved guide dogs there. I mean, yeah, she got excited to see the place where she went to school, and she absolutely loved seeing some of the some of like her former trainer, and my friend Cece came with her guide dog, and she knows him, so she was excited. And yeah, I did have to calm her down a bit, but then she settled. She just settled and sat under my chair, and that's it. I went to sleep, while so many other guide dogs were all over the place, jumping and barking, and every time someone opened the door, it was. Anyway, all right. So, and some really stupid people decided that it was a good idea to, like, let their guide dogs wander freely around the room. Now, maybe when you have one guide dog in a room like that, that's okay. But when you have, like, 25 guide dogs or whatever, that's not a good idea. So that's one thing that didn't go so well. Now, here's what really pissed me off. We're sitting there, and they're about to start this lecture, this kind of like makeup artist, professional, whatever. All of a sudden, I hear someone talking about shooting stills and video. And I said, "Excuse me, are you shooting video?" And the guy's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Nobody told us about this." And he's like, "Oh, well, it's just for internal use." I said, "Excuse me, that doesn't matter that it's for internal use. Nobody called, when they called us to say, they called us, nobody said anything about pictures. Nobody said anything about stills or video. And I don't care if it's for your personal use. I don't want you to take a picture of me because you didn't ask me. And you didn't tell me. And I'm not interested." And then I realized, no, it's not a sales pitch. This is like a donation pitch. It's like, "We'll put this on our Facebook and blah, 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 blah. And look what we're doing for the blind people." And I got pissed off. I got stuck into them. I said, "You weren't going to tell people that you were taking pictures and blah, 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 blah." And he said, "Well, fine, I won't take any pictures of you." I said, "It's not just about me. Everybody here's got to know that you're filming." So, and I was sitting in the front row, so this other PR person said to me, "Well, if you don't want your picture taken, why don't you just move to the back?" I said, "No, I will not move. I will not move. You have to tell people, I want to sit here, and you won't take pictures of people that you don't want to take a pic, that people, yeah, and you will not take pictures of people who don't want their picture taken." And I had two friends. I had one friend on either side of me. The one on my left, who was actually a really good friend of mine, thought that I was making a big deal out of nothing because she didn't mind getting her picture taken, and it always happens, and she doesn't mind doing PR for the school. And I said, "That's not the point. The point is that they should tell you, and the point is that they should ask you. That's the point." The person on my right said that I was absolutely right, and that it was humiliating, especially if you don't know that pictures are being taken, and that it was a disgrace, and it was especially a disgrace to ask people to move if they didn't want their picture taken. So I guess the organizers saw that they had no choice, and they told everybody, "Okay, we're taking pictures and stills and video, whatever. So whoever doesn't want their picture taken, please raise your hand." And like half the people raised their hands. So yeah, I was right, because a lot of people weren't interested. And the people who were interested, then whatever. And I said to the PR person, you know, the PR person said, "I promise you this will not be used. And, you know, please, you know, you please let us take pictures. This will only be used for internal use." I said, "What is internal use?" She's like, "Facebook." I'm like, "That's not internal. That's public." "Yeah, but it's our Facebook page." I said, "No, it doesn't matter. It's still public." And I said, "You're going to use it so that people donate money to the school. I'm sorry. You're not going to use me to do that, especially because you didn't tell me. You know, don't try to convince me. So I was getting a bit upset, and I thought of leaving, but I didn't leave. And it was settled, you know. They had a harder time taking pictures, and they were very, very, they had to be very specific. And she said, "You know, I promise you that, that, you know, you and the other people who weren't interested in their photos being shown will not be shown." I said, "Well, I'm just going to have to take your word for it, right?" And she said, "Well, well, you can check. I said, well, no, I can't check, can I? I can't see. So, you know, I said, this has happened to me before. And whatever. It's like, look, I don't mind being photographed, but I need to be asked. That's my point. That's my point. That's my only issue. And because I wasn't asked, I didn't want to. And that was the point. Because I think that people should know when they're being photographed, just because you can't see, and especially because you can't see, you should be asked. You should be asked anyway. So that was my issue. I don't have an issue with people being photographed and used for campaigns if that's what they want to do, but they need to know what's being done with their pictures. That's my point. And I you know, if you guys don't agree, that's fine. I'm happy to enter into any healthy discussion about this, but I don't see how this can be argued. You need to know when your picture is taken. That's all I'm saying. And you need to know in advance, not like retroactively, oh, I took your pictures, I'm going to use them. No. So, okay, so that was one. Now, here is what bothered me about the workshop. Look, the products that they were using were really, really nice products. And the person who was doing the presentation was very good. She was excellent. She knew her stuff. But they said that they were going to make this presentation accessible because by definition, makeup is not an easily accessible thing. And they didn't. How didn't they do it? She presented for almost an hour to the point where I had to kind of leave in the middle. And while she was explaining things, she was demonstrating, but she was demonstrating on one person out of the audience. She took someone, and that someone sat in a chair, and she was demonstrating on her. So to that person that she was demonstrating on, it was accessible. But to the rest of us, it wasn't. And by, you know, and our quote, personal consultations were like a 2-minute makeup session. Now they had enough people and they had enough makeup. So the way I would have done it, and if they call and ask for feedback, I will give this feedback because there's no point in saying, oh, it sucked, and not giving an alternative to how you think it should be done. The way I thought it should have been done, because they had the people, they had the other makeup artists and consultants, whatever they were. There were like 5 or 6 of them, or 4 or 5 of them, or whatever. They were sitting there the whole time, just like sitting there waiting to do makeup on people. So the way I think it should have been handled to make it more accessible is to divide the big group into smaller groups, especially, you know, because there was so many people, into smaller groups and make it a bit more personal. You know, not all have the session in one place at one time. You know, they had enough. It was at the guide dog school. There were a lot of empty rooms, classrooms, whatever, or conference rooms that we could have been in. And even if there was like 5 people to a group or whatever, or even 6, or, you know, that would have given everybody much more of a chance to actually understand, because from the way people were talking, most of the people didn't understand it. And I'm, you know, fortunate enough to know a bit about makeup. So I was talking to the people around me and explaining to them what she was talking about, which of course was a bit disruptive. And so some people were getting frustrated because they couldn't understand anything. So it was a bit chaotic. What I was very happy about is that they did have this, I think it's called a loop, for people who are both for people who are hearing impaired. So there was one person who was deafblind, or, well, kind of like vision impaired and hearing impaired, and they had a loop for her, which I thought was really good. that they thought of it and did that for her, and that was awesome. But, you know, the whole thing was a visual experience that none of us, or very few of us, could enjoy and benefit from. Most of the women didn't learn anything, except for very broad terms. So I think they should have done it in smaller groups and been, you know, more efficient. Like I said, they had the manpower, well, the women power, to do it. They had the people there. They didn't try to sell us anything there. They did say that if we were interested in their products, they could call us or we could call them, depending on what we wanted. And I actually left them my number because I did want them. I did want to be called, but you didn't have to. You could call them. Or another option they had is to tell you what's right for you and give you a list of the kind of things that if you go into a place like, you know, where you buy makeup, you know what to ask for exactly. So you had the option of calling them, them calling you, or not being involved with the company at all and just going and buying your own makeup if and when you wanted it. So it's good that they were not pushy about sales, which I was happy about. And the goodies bag that they promised us turned up to be one little tube of lip gloss per person, which I thought was a bit embarrassing because they could have really given us, you know, one or two more samples to make it a goodies bag, not just a one lip gloss, because they did say that they were going to give us a goodies bag. So, yeah, I was a bit disappointed because, I mean, I was disappointed because the way that it was sold to us made us expect, and I asked people around me, there was another person next to me. No, most of the people around me were disappointed and also understood that it was going to be a lot smaller and a lot more accessible and a lot more. So it wasn't that I was the only one who thought this, because I often worry that maybe I misinterpret and then I get worried about being disappointed because maybe something was wrong with me, but no. No, I had another person who I didn't know at all, who wasn't even my friend, because I didn't, like, know her, sitting behind me, and she agreed with me. So it's not like, you know, people felt obligated to agree with me or whatever. So, yeah. So it was a bit of a frustrating experience. But I did get my makeup done, which is really nice. Just nice enough to go home with and take it off soon. Anyways, I need to eat some food. And like I said before, I cooked in advance, so that's cool. Rosie had a really good time going back to the place where she was trained and seeing her trainer, and that was amazing for her. That's about it. So anyway, you guys have a good day, and we'll talk soon. Bye.